This is Jeff Hopkins. It's the Thursday movie review. If you fancy a film this weekend, I know a man who might be able to help you decide what to watch. It's Mark Sibby, the film critic, who joins us every Thursday to review the week's new releases. How are you, sir?
I'm very well, thanks, Jeff. This week we've got two pet films and two Brad Pitt films. So can we unofficially call it a Brad Pet week?
No, we can't.
Ah.
Let's start with one of the pet films, The Secret Life of Pets. My kids are so excited about this film ever since the teaser trailers went on with the dogs and the heavy metal music. This is from the people behind the Minions films, isn't it?
It is, yeah, actually. Which is quite surprising that they've sort of branched out. There is a short Minions film in front of it as well, which starts quite slowly, but once it gets going, it is very funny. I did find myself laughing quite a lot. The synopsis for The Secret Life of Pets is quite long, actually. Max the dog has a pretty easy life. His owner loves him, and there are other animals in his building that he talks to, and he really only cares about his bouncing ball. But then one day his owner brings home a large, shaggy mongrel dog called Duke. Soon, both of them are caught up in an adventure that see them travel across New York City trying to get back home while stopping a mad white bunny called Snowball from creating an army of unwanted pets to rise up against animal owners. The film itself actually confirms what all us pet owners suspected, is that our pets have their own secret lives when we leave them alone for a bit. There's enough storyline there just to make an entire film about that idea, but there's lots of pet owner in jokes as well, and also lots of jokes about other pets and how they're viewed. The one thing I've got to say is the standout for this movie is Snowball, a revolutionist rabbit with a gangster attitude. There's so many funny moments with him, not least when he's mourning the death of his beloved pal Ricky. And the action, that's pretty fast paced. It's very enjoyable. It's not over the top or scary either, so it's nicely done for, you know, just about all ages, I would say. The animation isn't great. I think that's the only drawback on it, but the storyline makes up for it. The entire movie is basically good, clean family entertainment. I think the kids are going to love it because of all the cute pets. Adults are going to love it because we kind of see our own pets in what's actually going on the screen.
Secret Life of Pets from the Minions people, new at cinemas this weekend. To a film that is... I was completely baffled by the trailer. Tom Sturridge, who I think was in The Boat That Rocked a few years ago. Tell me about Remainder. Can you make this make any sense for me?
Well, it's a film that's set in London and shows what happens to a man who is struck by a falling object and loses his memory. And then over time, he starts to piece together what has truly happened on that day. Now, if anybody remembers the brilliant Christopher Nolan film Memento, then this British film is very much like that. It's not as trippy or as pieced together in the same way, but it does play out like it at times. We start seeing Tom get hit by a falling object, and then after months and months of treatment and operations, he's able to go home. The company responsible for the falling object award him $8.5 million in order to keep him quiet. And then this sets off a train of thought in Tom's mind that he's going to use the money to try and restage the events leading up to the accident. It's a very clever idea, and one that does have a lot of intrigue, because Tom's piecing it together as we piece it together as well. Then a strange plot point happens, and Tom becomes almost like a puppet master to these actors who are there day after day after day playing out the same scenario to help Tom remember. And then it gets dark and rather bleak as Tom's mind starts to fill with these ideas of sexual manipulation and also a real-life bank heist. He has all of these memory patterns, and he's starting to fall apart when all trying to piece it together. And that's where the film fell apart for me. It's a very good first act, but when it moves into its second act, it wants to change genre and almost become a horror film, and it doesn't sit right. The problem is that by the time the third act is in play, a shift in gear has happened again and it moves into a thriller, and none of this really works. It plods along without any real intrigue once the first act is finished. It's a quiet and actually rather dull movie.
Tom Sturridge then in Remainder, new at cinemas this weekend. Let's go to Rome, shall we? I went to Rome a few years ago now, and I got on a tram from the hotel, went the wrong way, ended up in the slums. Wouldn't recommend it. Tell me about Sabara.
Well, it's probably set in one of the suburbs that you actually ventured into, John.
Wouldn't recommend a trip, no.
It's about a gangster known as Samurai who wants to turn the waterfront properties into their version of Las Vegas. The other mob bosses are all in agreement as long as they get kickbacks themselves. However, the Samurai soon starts to upset people, and the truce between the rival gangsters comes to a bloody end. It's been a while since I've seen a crime film and been wowed by it. A phenomenal piece of movie making. The movie is, it just beautifully intertwines so many different stories without getting confusing or neglecting other parts. It intricately weaves plots through other plots. There is the real estate storyline, and then there's one included about the Pope resigning, also one about a politician getting caught in an uncompromising position. All of them are hugely engaging and could easily have been made a movie of just on their own. And what's interesting about this is, considering it's a mob movie, it doesn't wreck bloody revenge throughout. In fact, it plays out very cool and with a lot of calculation to it. The finale is simply breathtaking. It includes a twist I had no idea was coming. The Italians are making the best crime stuff at the moment. Suburra is incredibly atmospheric, filled with loads and loads of tension at every turn. I cannot praise this film highly enough. In fact, I've slipped it into my top 10 movies of 2016 because it really is one of the best films I've seen this year.
In cinema this weekend and on demand as well from Friday. Let's do a DVD, shall we? Now, we're talking off air about this just before we came on, and I was, you told me what the title was, and I'm like, haven't heard of this film before. Then you said that it's got Angelina Jolie and Brad Pitt in it. I'm thinking, what on earth did I not hear about this? This was just before Christmas. By the Sea.
Isn't it strange that there's a film with husband and wife in it, and we, you know, it was hardly marketed, it was hardly, I mean, it was in the cinemas, but nobody saw it. This is why I've chosen it this week. Brad Pitt and Angelina Jolie actually play husband and wife in the film. They play Roland and Vanessa, a married couple with troubles who escape to a quiet seaside town. There, they become infatuated with a newlywed couple in the next room to theirs. Honestly, you can't make beautiful people ugly. Angelina Jolie, who wrote and actually directed this film, tries to make her and Brad look dowdy and a little bit messy, but instead they kind of look like Sophia Loren and Clark Gable. They're beautiful people in a movie set in beautiful surroundings. This is clearly a vanity project for Angelina, because it does spend a long time on doing nothing. Really, you know, they sit about and they pose and then they get infatuated. And the first hour of the movie is just sort of Brad and Angelina just in different rooms to each other. But then the second hour comes into play, and Roland and Vanessa become addicted to the life of this couple next door. The whole movie changes into this like Hitchcock style thriller, much in the vein of like Vertigo. During this time, Roland and Vanessa start to come back together as a couple and begin to understand what it is that made them drift apart in the first place. I was surprised by how taken in I was with this movie, but stick with it, and it does develop into an intriguing piece of work about a couple lost in the mind of each other.
Okay, Angelina Jolie and Brad Pitt together in By the Sea on DVD this week, in case you missed it in the cinemas before Christmas. Well, there we go. There's your films for the week. Have a wonderful weekend, won't you?
I will do. You too.
We'll do more film reviews next Thursday at the same time.